With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump says neither Ukraine nor Russia has a choice but to end the war.
The president believes that Ukraine wants to make a deal because they don't have a choice. He also said this about Moscow.
Russia wants to make a deal because in a certain different way, a different way that only I know, they have no choice either.
The Trump administration this week paused U.S. military assistance and intelligence sharing with Ukraine. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Zelensky said he would travel to Saudi Arabia next week for talks with U.S. officials. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, State Department spokesperson Tammy Bruce holds her first briefing.
The former radio talk show host welcomed reporters to her first press briefing at the State Department. She covered a variety of topics, highlighting the president's policy toward Ukraine, the impact tariffs will have on trade relationships, and President Trump's recent warning to Hamas to release all the hostages held in the Gaza Strip. Bruce says the U.S. has a good chance of securing peace in the region.
And the goal is, though, as it has always been, it's very simple, is for peace in that region and to not have it continue to return as a constant issue.
Ms. Bruce says negotiations are ongoing. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
More pro-Hamas protest at Manhattan's Barnard College Thursday following Wednesday's protest. Protesters Wednesday were seen on video handing out Hamas propaganda, blocking entrances. State Department revoked the first visa for an alien who was previously cited for criminal behavior in connection with Hamas supporting disruptions. The person reportedly a university student. Thursday afternoon on X, Secretary of State Marco Rubio posted, "Those who support designated terror organizations, including Hamas, threaten our national security. The U.S. has zero tolerance for foreign visitors who support terrorists. Violators of U.S. law, including students, face visa denial or revocation and deportation." This is SRN News. A leading evangelical calls for peace, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Franklin Graham is urging all Christians to pray for an end to the war in Ukraine, which began 3 years ago with Russia's invasion. Writing on war,
federal
not the first that nation has endured. Christians make up about two-thirds of the Ethiopian population, and Graham is expected to receive a warm welcome. He will be joined by international Christian music stars and officials of the hundreds of churches that are hosting the event. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The military services have 30 days to figure out how they will seek out and identify transgender service members to remove them from the force. A memo sent to Defense Department leaders orders the services to step up procedures to identify troops diagnosed with or being treated for gender dysphoria by March 26. They will then have 30 days to begin removing the troops. The new Pentagon policy provides some exceptions. This is SRN News. A lawsuit is filed related to the devastating wildfires in Southern California last January.
Los Angeles County says it's suing Southern California Edison. They allege the utility's equipment sparked January's Eaton fire. The fire destroyed more than 9,400 structures and killed 17 people in the Altadena area. The lawsuit seeks to recover costs and damages sustained from the blaze that damaged essential community infrastructure. The complaint alleges that witnesses, photos and videos indicate the fire started directly under Edison transmission lines in Eaton Canyon. Edison says it's reviewing the lawsuit. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
The president says he'll probably extend the deadline of the TikTok ban if a deal isn't reached Thursday. The president said he knows there's a lot of interest in the social media platform that's owned by China. When asked if he plans to extend the deadline if an American company doesn't buy the app, he said probably. More details at SRNnews.com.